Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. From the Main Line to Tobacco Road, the architecture of Charles Barton Keene. That's the talk being given by Wake Forest University Harold W. Tribble Professor of Art Emerita Margaret Supley Smith. It's this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Rinalda House Museum of American Art. Beginning in the 1920s, Keene designed 25 homes in Winston-Salem. While Rinalda House tops that list, you can find four more magnificent examples on Stratford Road, just a stone's throw from Five Points. Margaret's fascination with Keene goes way back.
I moved here from Boston in 1979, and Rinalda was the American Art Museum in Winston-Salem, and really had not given much attention to Rinalda as an architectural setting or as a place where a family lived. And in the early 80s, Barbara Milhouse and Nick Bragg decided that they wanted to focus on that. And so I worked on an exhibit for Rinalda House. I think because I was an outsider, I always looked at Rinalda as architecture, not so much as a Museum of American Art. I looked at it as a country house. And I think that in Winston-Salem, because it had been so linked to the R.J. Reynolds family, that people hadn't stopped to think how astonishing it was that we had this huge country estate, beautifully designed, graceful materials, and that it really started that country house era in Winston-Salem. The fact that Graylin is across the street, we feel like, my goodness, you know, this is the way it is everywhere. But in fact, it's not the way it is everywhere.
That's right. I mean, we don't have to look very far, for example, in Philadelphia, where Keene buildings are mostly gone.
That's right. And that is one of the exceptional things about Winston-Salem. 3 years ago, I was doing research on Charles Barton Keene outside of Philadelphia. And let me just say that everybody who owns a Charles Barton Keene house loves it. They own it for a long, long time, and they really take pride in the house.
Why? What specifically about those homes do they most take pride in?
I think that they are beautifully designed, that they work for a family living inside of it. They're unpretentious, but you still know you're looking at architecture.
Hmm. That's a fine line, isn't it?
It is a fine line, and I'm looking at a quote that Brendan Gill, who was the late theater critic for The New Yorker, wrote when he came down to Rinalda. He described Rinalda as a house on a grand scale that assumes an exterior demeanor almost as modest as that of a bungalow. And I think that Keene did that with all of his houses. In the talk on Sunday, there are going to be some very large houses that I will show people. But he has a way of domesticating those interiors.
I wonder if you could make that linkage for me. Why were people in this period, in the 1920s, 30s, in this area, with a lot of money, wanting to build in such a way that wasn't right out in front in your face, wealth, big, huge pillars, and look how much money I have?
There is a long tradition. You know, we are the valley of humility between the peaks of conceit in Virginia and South Carolina. And there were not that many planter families in North Carolina, but those planter families tended to have houses that were rather grander than their neighbors, but on a scale from them. And I think that the Reynolds didn't have to flaunt their money. So in a way, their house says we're still part of this community.
My thanks to Wake Forest University Harold W. Tribble Professor of Art Emerita Margaret Supley Smith. Her talk, From the Main Line to Tobacco Road, the Architecture of Charles Barton Keene, is this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Rinalda House Museum of American Art. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.